Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A massive war risk cover of $1.5 billion, backed by a sovereign guarantee of 12,980 crore rupees, is set to revolutionize India's shipping industry, and this is what we are going to explore in today's episode. The Department of Financial Services, Ministry of Finance, has formally launched the Bharat Maritime Insurance Pool, or BMIP, a domestic reinsurance pool with an aggregate underwriting capacity of $1.5 billion. This launch was led by DFS Secretary M. Nagaraju, with General Insurance Corporation of India, or GIC Re, as the pool administrator, and member insurers drawn from the domestic general insurance industry. The pool was approved by the Union Cabinet in April 2026, and it marks a significant development in India's insurance sector. But why was this launch necessary, and what prompted the government to take this step? Through April to May 2026, the war risk premium on tankers transiting the Strait of Hormuz spiked manifold, following intercepted attacks and the partial outage of the ADNOC Hubtion facility. As a result, London market reinsurers raised premia and curtailed cover for India-linked routes. This led to Indian shipowners facing prohibitive war risk premia in foreign markets, making Indian flag carriers and Indian-controlled vessels less competitive. The Indian refiners and Exim trade flow on India-bound cargoes were also constrained. The BMIP is designed to absorb this risk and provide a domestic capacity to mitigate the impact of such events. The architecture of the pool draws on international precedents, such as the Lloyd's Joint War Committee, the Pool Re-Terrorism Reinsurance Pool in the UK, and Japan's Earthquake Reinsurance Pool. The first policies issued under the BMIP include a Marine Hull and Machinery War Policy for Hogger Offshore and Marine PVT Ltd., and cargo policies for Vedant Sterlite Copper and Balrampur Chini Mills. So, how does a reinsurance pool like BMIP work? Essentially, multiple primary insurers cede a specified portion of a defined risk class into a common pool. The pool then spreads the aggregate liability and reinsures externally or with a sovereign backstop. Losses are settled proportionately among pool members in line with their share, and the pool standardizes pricing, claims handling, and exclusions for the covered risk class. This is similar to the marine catastrophe model that London and Japanese markets have been using for decades. In the context of India's insurance architecture, it is worth noting that the country has public sector general insurers like New India Assurance Co. Ltd., the Oriental Insurance Co. Ltd., National Insurance Co. Ltd., and United India Insurance Co. Limited. The 2026 hike to 100% FDI in insurance complements the BMIP launch, allowing global reinsurers to take majority stakes in domestic units while a sovereign-backed pool absorbs systemic shocks. Now, let us explore why vessel coverage matters. A vessel is considered Indian flag if it is registered under the Merchant Shipping Act, 1958, while a vessel is considered Indian controlled if it is owned or operated by an Indian entity but flagged abroad, often for tax or regulatory reasons. The BMIP covers both Indian flagged and Indian controlled vessels, as well as any vessel originating from or destined for an Indian port. The launch of BMIP is also aligned with India's Maritime Hub Vision, which aims to make India a top 10 global shipbuilding nation by 2030. The Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, under Sarbananda Sonowal, has been working towards this goal, and the BMIP is a significant step in this direction. The Shipbuilding Financial Assistance Policy, or SBFAP, also provides a subsidy for shipbuilding, which will help boost the industry. The strategic implications of BMIP are significant. For Indian refiners like IOCL, BPCL, HPCL, RIL, and Naira, which have material West Asia crude exposure, the lower war risk premium will directly improve landed cost economics. The Indian Navy's anti-piracy and convoy operations in the Gulf of Aden and Bab el-Mandeb, which have been ongoing since 2019, will also be complemented by an insurance side backstop. The premium savings will flow back to domestic insurers rather than London, Singapore, or Tokyo reinsurance markets, which is aligned with the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative in financial services. The launch of BMIP also sends a signal to West Asia partners that Indian-controlled tonnage will not retreat in a crisis, and it complements India's energy security architecture, which includes strategic petroleum reserves, or SPRs, repeatable settlements, and the Chabhar port. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Bharat Maritime Insurance Pool, or BMIP, has an underwriting capacity of $1.5 billion with a sovereign guarantee of 12,980 crore rupees. It was approved by the Cabinet in April 2026 and operationalized on 12th May 2026. The pool is administered by GIC Re, which is the General Insurance Corporation of India, founded in 1972 and listed since 2017. The Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India, or IRDAI, is the statutory body that regulates the insurance sector in India. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The launch of BMIP is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers the Indian economy, insurance sector reform, FDI policy, financial inclusion, energy security, trade, and shipping. It is also relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers government policies, sovereign-backed pools, and regulatory architecture. You can expect questions on the rationale and structural design of BMIP, its comparison with international war-risk pools, and its effectiveness in strengthening India's energy and trade security. In conclusion, the launch of the Bharat Maritime Insurance Pool marks a significant development in India's shipping industry, providing a domestic capacity to mitigate the impact of war-related risks and boosting the country's energy and trade security. This development has far-reaching implications for India's strategic position, and it is essential to understand the nuances of this topic for your UPSC preparation. The BMIP is a crucial step towards making India a top 10 global shipbuilding nation, and it will have a significant impact on the country's economy and trade in the years to come.